we will evaluate bipartisan Ocean Shipping Reform Act, which was introduced by my colleagues Senators Klobuchar and Thune and co-sponsored by 24 bipartisan members. During the COVID-19 pandemic, consumers spent more on e-commerce goods that were shipped from overseas, and from 2019 to 2020, we saw nearly 32% increase in e-commerce spending, and from 2020 to 2021, we saw another 14% increase. So the arrival of these imports has led to record volumes at U.S. ports. In 2021, the ports of Los Angeles and Long Beach moved 10 million containers for the first time ever. In the state of Washington, the Northwest Seaport Alliance saw a 15.4% increase in container volume over the last year. This unprecedented volume continues to cause massive backups of ships offshore, and as of yesterday, 30 vessels are anchored or loitering, waiting to access ports of Los Angeles and Long Beach. As the economy has roared back, ocean shipping and companies have struggled to keep with the demand, and freight costs have soared. The pandemic shipping rates for a 40-foot container was about $1,300. By 2021, the cost jumped to $11,000. That's a 746% increase in freight costs. This increase means U.S. consumers are paying higher prices for goods every day. In November of 2021, a United Nations report found that if container freight rates continue at this pace through 2023, the cost of importing goods could increase by 11%, which would raise consumer prices again. The committee worked tirelessly with numerous provisions that were included in the bipartisan infrastructure law and made a historic $2.25 billion investment in port infrastructure and development. The total bill included $28 billion for freight infrastructure over the next 5 years, including $3 billion for at-grade crossings, which are known to be part of the supply chain bottleneck problem. We also know that there was a robust federal maritime, federal maritime commission, and we passed out a nominee to join you, Max Vekich, who I think has been sworn in as a member. Today, we are taking another important step by holding this Ocean Shipping Reform Act hearing. This bill would significantly strengthen the commission and provide tools to crack down on unfair practices. The bill would direct commissioners to establish rulemaking to address unfair detention and demurrage charges, these unfair fees being passed down to consumers. A 2021 report on the 20 business ports found that detention and demurrage charges nearly doubled between 2020 and 2021. I will have specific questions to the FMC members today about that. As we've heard from our witnesses at a previous hearing that we had on unshared shipping practices chaired by our colleague from Michigan, we know that these costs are being passed on to the consumers. In addition, these unreasonable charges, we need to address the complaints that our constituents have that we've heard from many of the important industries across the state of Washington. According to the Agriculture Transportation Coalition, impacted farmers include hay and potato farmers from Washington, cotton growers from Mississippi, pork from South Dakota, soybeans from Minnesota, paper products from Tennessee, almonds from California, dairy from Wisconsin, poultry from Georgia, and citrus from Florida. We're proud in what we make and grow in the United States of America, and we expect it to get to its destinations in a timely fashion. It is unfair that these consumers are being gouged with these high prices, and our very important growers can't get their products to market in a timely fashion. So today we'll hear from the Federal Maritime Commissioner Chair Daniel Maffei and Republican Commissioner Rebecca Dye. We want to hear from you about what you think needs to be done to help address this issue. We want to know what tools in the Ocean Shipping Reform Act you can use immediately if passed into law that would help you find real solutions for the market today. We need a commission to offer real and immediate solutions to those farmers to get those products to these global markets. So with that, I'll turn over my colleague, Senator Wicker, for his opening statement.